Begin transmission.
Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number and dial again. 1162.
That is an unusual statement, if only for its inaccuracy. 719, what a joke. 719, not even close. Okay, my goodness, what time is it really? It's 1930 UTC. And that, my friends, is the time at which we do two things. We'd like to drink some tea. And we also like to start the Dubious Goals Committee. Because, you know, what else are we going to do? Am I right? So, I guess I should probably tell you that my name is Tobe, and I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And I'm drinking the Che Guan Yin again today. Oh, it's so good. And in the background, you can probably hear my teapot making noises. It's making strange noises. And you can probably hear my cat making strange noises. Is there a kitty outside my door? Of course, she doesn't want to talk when she's prompted to do so. So instead, let's go to the numbers. Hey, numbers lady, what are the numbers?
The numbers are 232-269. Number 4, 6, 2. Number 4, 6, 6. Number 5, 6, 1. Number 5, 7, 2. Number 7, 7, 5. Number 8, 5, 1. Number 9, 0, 4. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, numbers lady. Wow, we sure had a lot of numbers today, so we need to celebrate by drinking some more tea. Oops, it's gonna drip. Oh, it's dripping! Don't let the tea drip. Just pour it normally into the teacup. Oh, it's so lovely. Right, so what are we doing today? What's happening? What is going on? Good tea. Well, I got a couple of things I gotta do today, including, but not limited to, drinking this tea. Oh, yeah. But I've also got other stuff to do. You know, and it's weird, because this is one of those days. Everything fell on today. You know, of course, I don't do anything for like a week straight, and then suddenly everything has to be done on one particular day. Today is that day. I've got a... it's just... Yeah. Anyway. But first, the first thing we need to do is leave this room. Oh, and look who just walked over here. Hello, who's walking around? It's a cat named Pippa. Hello. Hi. Yeah, walking up the stairs. That's a good baby. So talented. So good at walking up the stairs. All right, so what are we doing up here in the kitchen? Well, what is it? Hi. Hi, Yang baby yobers. You gonna give me the yangs? Are you gonna talk at all? What's happening? Yeah, hi, meow. I think that means we want some kitty water. Because somebody's looking at her kitty cup. Oh my goodness, look at this. The kitty cup is only 96% full. My goodness, it's never been this empty ever. We must have one thirsty ass kitty on our hands. Here you go, here's some kitty water for you. All right, the cat's drinking the kitty water. And while she's doing that, we take this conveniently placed jug and put it under the faucet, get it filled up with the waters. And while that's doing that, we walk over here, we grab this small 6-ounce tomato paste can, and we reach down into the big bag of sunflower seeds. Semetsky Devai. Hi, you want some sunflower seeds? You don't even like them. There, see? Yeah. And then you gotta hold the sunflower seeds down by the cat so she can smell them to see if it's something that she wants, because everything is for kitties in this house, remember? Everything gots to be for a baby, huh?
Yes, because you're a good sweetness and light. Yes, look at your fluffiness. You're so fluffy. Yes, you're a fluffy baby. You're a fluffy mazinger.
And now the cat is rubbing her face up against the kitchen cabinets in an attempt to own them. Because when a cat rubs her face against something, it means that she's owning it. She is marking it with her scent.
Isn't that right? Yes, because you're a good baby. What else do you like to do other than take naps and drink yummy water? You like to watch football on TV with me? And are you mad because there's no football? Because of coronavirus?
Yeah, okay, I guess that's all we're going to get out of her today. Let me just rinse my hand off here. Right, so what are we doing? We got to restock the bird restaurant. That's what's going on here. It's an interesting day. It's cool. Well, see, birds are flying around and they're mad because I'm looking out my kitchen window. And they're mad because there's no, you know, bird spa action. Oh, look who's over here by the door, thinking that they're going to go outside.
Oh, I'm sorry. Kitties can't go outside today. Because I think it's going to rain. Yes, it's going to rain soon.
It's less than 15 degrees Celsius out there. Let's see. Let me see if I can see my thermometer. Yeah, it says about 54 degrees. So, you know, I guess that's about 15 or 16 degrees Celsius. Or thereabouts. We don't need any accurate measurements today. What we need are some shoes. And I'm pretty sure I left some shoes around. Here they are. Yay. I found my shoes. That is an accomplishment. And now I gotta figure out how to open this door while holding the jug of water. Okay, yeah, that'll work. So we're gonna step into my garage, also known as a garage, if you are American. We will open up the garage door, the garage door. And I'm looking out into my neighborhood. Oh, isn't this nice? We got somebody mowing the lawn up the street. We got a jogger coming down the hill. It's overcast. It's nice and cool. It's a lovely day. It might rain. Okay, so we open up the gate to the backyard, which is much harder than it sounds. Alright, what's going on back here? Okay, well, I don't see any buns. Where's my bunny buddies? I've been having lots of bunny action in my backyard lately, so that's great. Everybody loves buns. And we're gonna walk up here to the bird bath. And it's completely empty. Well, no wonder all the birds are so angry. All right, so let's pour the water into the bird bath. As I'm pouring, I'm looking over into my neighbor's yard. Oh, they've got a lot of fancy home improvement projects going. Looks pretty good. All right, we've got the 4 liters of water poured into the bird bath. I can hear birds squawking. They sound like they're pretty happy. They're watching me. And while we're at it, we'll take out the sunflower seeds and we'll sprinkle the sunflower seeds around the edge of the bird bath, give them some birdie snacks. And now that we've got that done, then we'll walk over here to my deck And we will put the rest of the sunflower seeds on the deck rail here. There. And we're ready to go. All right, what's going on? What else is happening back here in my exciting backyard? Well, that's about it. Yeah, not a lot of action back here, but still pretty fun. All right, so let's go back around the house. Looks like somebody's been digging in the dirt over here. Must just be a squirrel. Okay, yeah, I gotta get out here and cut down some of these mulberry trees. They're starting to pop up, and oh, looks like we're getting some good mint coming back over here. Excellent, excellent. That means I'll have lots of good mint for whatever it is that I need mint for. Let's check the mailbox. What did I get? Oh, yeah. There's only one thing in the mailbox, and guess what it is? It's a coupon. It's a coupon for a free lottery ticket. I'm gonna be rich. So, back in the garage, back in the house. Whew. That was exciting. And now, here we are. Oh, yeah, and I just remembered. One thing I do want to do today, I gotta try to find some time for. I guess I'll try this tonight. And I was thinking about this last night. I was thinking about that documentary. Longtime listeners to the Dubious Goals Committee will remember that I watched a documentary some time ago about the song Hava Nagila. And for some reason, I got thinking about that documentary again last night, and I thought, okay, I need to watch that again. So I got to remember. I gotta remember to look for that at some point, see if I can find it online so I can watch it again. Oh, somebody has arrived. Hi! Oh, hello. Oh, hi. So, the furry sergeant-at-arms of the Dubious Kitty Committee has arrived. So now we gotta contact the Dubious Blanket Subcommittee and get the blanket ready. Hi. Oh, hi, yes, I missed you too. Oh my god, I haven't seen you in 4 minutes. Yeah, okay, all right. So now you gotta figure out, and when I say you, of course I do refer to my cat. Get on top of the banky, not under the banky. Yes, we're so smart. We know how to do the banky. What are you doing, you crazy cat? What are you doing? Yes, you're a good baby. Okay, there we go. We've got it figured out. We have got it all figured out. So anyway, what was I talking about? Ooh, I remember. Hava Nagila. Okay, so as my cat is flopping over here, I was reminded last night, as I was thinking about the documentary, and I was thinking about the song Hava Nagila, I was thinking about one of my favorite recorded versions of this song, which is by a band called Brave Combo. If you're not familiar with Brave Combo, you should get familiar with them, because they do a version of Hava Nagila that they call the Hava Nagila Twist. And it's fun to dance to because they're all about dancing. So I think today we're going to listen to a little bit of Brave Combo doing Hava Nagila. twist. Hava Nagila twist by none other than Brave Combo. I love Brave Combo. I've seen them a number of times. I first sort of heard about them when I'm trying to think. Was it when I was in high school, or was it just after I got out of high school? It was right around there, because I remember me and my band at the time, we went to go see some other band down in Lincoln. So we all piled into a car. We had to go see this other band, and Brave Combo was opening for the band that we wanted to see, or maybe it was vice versa. And I remember standing there going, oh my God, the band we came here to see pales in comparison to these crazy people, these Brave Combo guys from Denton, Texas, the home of happiness. Yeah, that's a Rocky Horror Picture Show reference if you didn't get it. But anyway, but yeah, they really are from Denton, Texas, but that's neither here nor there. Then later in life, I got involved with this girl who was a big fan. She just thought they were the greatest. And they are. But yeah, I remember one time she's like, hey, have you ever heard of a band called Brave Combo? They're sort of obscure, but they're sort of also famous. Brave Combo is a very strange band. You've probably never heard of them, but they have also won Grammy Awards. And yeah, it was right after they won their first Grammy Award in about, well, was that 1999 or 2000? That's when I was dating this woman, and I said, yes, I do happen to know who Brave Combo is. And then every time Brave Combo was within a two-hour drive, we had to go see him. And we saw him a lot in that period of time. Brave Combo tours a lot. You can see him anywhere, everywhere. They're all over the place all the time. And it got to be to the point where some of the guys in the band, like Carl, he would start recognizing me and my girlfriend, and we'd talk to him for a while. I was like, hey, thanks for coming out again. It's you guys, and blah, blah, blah. I was like, yeah, it's us again. Brave Combo. What's their shtick? Brave Combo is awesome because they are accordion-driven. But they are not a joke. Like, Weird Al is a joke. But Weird Al is not a joke so much as he is a parodist. Okay, the cat's leaving. But not a lot of people take Weird Al very, very seriously. I mean, you kind of have to... You have to delve a little bit deeper into Weird Al to... We're not going there today. We're not going to have the Weird Al discussion today. But Brave Combo, yeah. Are they a polka band? A lot of people like to claim that they're a polka band. And it makes some kind of sense, but if that in fact is the case, then why are they doing Jimi Hendrix? You know, okay, if you're going to make Purple Haze a polka, who's going to do it?
mean, come on. If you're going to do it, that is how you're going to do it. Brave Combo. with their Jimi Hendrix polka, Purple Haze. Oh, it's a beautiful thing. Now I know what you're asking. You're asking, yeah, Tobe, but do they do Voodoo Child? Not as of yet, but keep your fingers crossed. I think I need a little bit more. What's it going to be? Oh, yeah, here's a good one with a little bit of a ska edge. Polka Goes Ska, and it's traditional. Very nice. Got to admit that's pretty cool. Is it polka? Is it ska? It's a little polska or something along those lines. Very cool. I cannot get enough of these guys ever. They just do the craziest stuff. I can dig it. For me, I especially like this kind of stuff. And when I say this kind of stuff, I like, and how do I put this? Yeah. And I noticed this at a very young age. Well, not that young, but when I was in about high school, I started to realize that I liked hearing songs done in different styles. You know, you take any particular song that's well known, you know, like pop songs or whatever, and you know, they're known and famous as one particular genre of music. I want to hear that song done in a different style. And Brave Combo is great at that because, well, where else are you going to hear Purple Haze done as like a polka? Okay, that's a reach. That's going out there. I mean, it's fun enough to hear music played by... Am I getting this across? Suddenly I'm at a loss for words. My ideas aren't coming out the way I need them to, but you know what I mean. You'll listen to a famous song that's done in a different style, and since you already know the song, you don't really have to pay so much attention to the song as to pay attention to the arrangement and everything starts sounding good, and I just want to hear the strangeness, because people are strange. I want to hear strange versions of People Are Strange.
People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly. dead, streets are uneven. When you're down, when you're strange, faces come out of the rain, rain, rain. When you're strange, strange, no one remembers your name. When you're strange, when you're strange, when you're strange. Yeah, people are strange. When you're a stranger, faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're when you're unwanted, streets are uneven. When you're down, when you're strange, faces come out of the rain, rain, rain. When you're strange, rain, no one remembers your name. When you're strange, when you're strange, when you're strange.
Beautiful. That's what I'm talking about. You have to admit, that was cool. Brave Combo doing the Doors classic, People Are Strange. And you're hearing that today because, well, I think that just needed to be heard. And now I kind of want to go see Brave Combo because they're crazy live. This is a band that you need to see live. And they play everywhere. I need to go out and see these guys again. And so should you. Because they're fun. That's a party band. That's crazy party band that everybody loves. So just grab everybody you know and your kids and take them to see Brave Combo. Another thing that you should do is listen to the Dubious Goals Committee every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio, just like you have been today. My name is Tobe, and I gotta do some other stuff, so I'll see you tomorrow, 1930, right here. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.